In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, back into what Georgia was able to do in the SEC championship game on Saturday, college football playoff announced, all that good stuff. We'll get there in the 1 o'clock hour. And, we've sort of done a kind of choose-your-own-adventure in the 40s today with Falcons fans. Like, look, if you want to, sure. If you don't want to, fine. It's up to you. Phone lines are open. We had full phone lines at 11:40. They're only half full now.
Okay.
So I don't blame people for that.
All right.
I guess Bo's still answering, so they might end up completely full. But, we'll do the same thing at 1:40. And again, you can do AMAs if you want, or you could do Falcons phone calls. But look, you know what it is. They got embarrassed yesterday at home.
Look at that crap.
It's the the kickoff return right now is on television. That's where it really flipped, obviously.
Yeah, man.
And now they're officially eliminated from the playoffs. So the pride in math is now just pride. No more math. There's no math to be mathed. Their season is, as far as the playoffs are concerned, going to end in the same place it has the previous seven. That's eight straight now. Thank God for the Jets.
Yep.
Because the Jets lost yesterday, and so now they're mathematically eliminated, and they've missed the playoffs for 15 years.
15 years.
But the Jets did beat the Falcons 2 weeks ago, so let's not celebrate too hard. Ken is in Evans. Hey, Ken.
Fellas.
Hello, Ken.
Hey, so the funny thing, man, about being a Falcon fan, it's the most toxic relationship ever.
Yes.
Because the whole time I'm at the game yesterday, I went to the store two times, the store's packed. Mm-hmm. We have fans that love the team. Yeah, they may not have been in their seats, may not be out there, you know, in the midst or whatever, but the stadium was full. You know, people out still tailgating in that nasty weather it was.
Yep.
And I'm looking, and the toxic relationship with the Falcons goes to Arthur Blank, because Arthur Blank is such a good man, and I feel like a great owner. It's just something that's not translating to the field. Like, when I look at the hires, I think Arthur Smith was a great hire, but he never had a quarterback,
right?
You know, and he just really came. I think that Saints game, how he, the pandering and just how he was conducting himself, I think that got him fired. And I think that him firing Dan Reeves a year too early, or a few years too early, I think that would have helped Vic with more maturing as a man and possibly a player. I know that's a lot to put on a head coach, but Jim Moore just wasn't the right hire. And if you look at what Petrino did with Lamar, imagine what he would have been able to do with Vic. So I think Arthur just got a lot of bad luck, man. I think he really goes out to really put the best on the field. That's why it's hard to hear people talk bad about him, even though it may be true.
Right.
It's just hard. But, man, thank you for taking
it. Thanks, Ken.
Appreciate it, kid.
You just got to separate it.
Yeah.
Like, the man is...
Because I have a hard time sometimes.
It's a different conversation.
Yes, it's a completely different conversation.
And, of course, it can be difficult when you live here and do this job. And, like, last Tuesday, we're at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. The Arthur Blank Hospital that he built for those sick kids, that is the work of a good man who's giving back to the community that's given him so much. But that's okay. That's over there, and that's right.
Right.
And that doesn't what I'm about to say after this does nothing to this. The football organization that he owns has not been good.
No,
That's Theatese.
Yeah.
He's a great man who does great stuff, and the football operation hasn't been good. That's as simple as that.
That's what it
now,
is.
Now, if I'm, again, like, and I think a lot of this is where we kind of get, you know, this is what it is for a lot of people. If you're him, how do you keep going down this road? That's my question, is like, you're a guy who's had so much success in so many different avenues. Like, if the result was the same in any of the other endeavors that he is in charge of, you would shake it up.
Yep.
You would change it. You would be like, all right, well, this clearly isn't working. We got to strip this thing down and start over. But they won't. And that's the confusing thing.
Yeah.
The one part of the portfolio that he has, and he's got a million different things going on, seemingly many of them, all of them very successful, except for this one. You know, you'd think that you would apply the same logic to that one that you do to all of them.
Yeah, but I think he has a – because I don't know this man. And does he have a hard time – because there's other people that run his businesses like
sure.
that are his Rich McKay's of his other empire.
I'm sure that's true.
You know, and so does he have a hard time of separating those two? And so obviously, because this would be a – if Rich McKay is gone or whatever, it would be a huge shakeup.
It would be a really big deal.
It would be a really big deal if that's the case, if he's out along with Ra and Terry. One thing about Ken, I'm not trying to go back on your point, but Mike was going to do Mike regardless of who the head coach was.
Yeah.
That was just Mike had to.
Don't
put that on Jim Moore. That was going to happen to Mike, one way or the other.
Yeah. All right. Jordy is in Covington. Hey, Jordy.
Good morning. Good afternoon, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Jordy.
What up, man?
Hey, I was at a game yesterday, and the fans were there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from what you could see on TV, I guess they were there. Mm-hmm. I blame myself. I went to the restroom at halftime, and I came back. And ran a kick return.
Me too, man.
Yeah. You got out of your blocking lane there.
Yeah. But on the real, I don't know what to say about the Falcons, man. I've been a season ticket holder since the Dome, man. That's still my team, but something got to change. I don't know if it's from the front office to the players or something. It's like they play with heart and then they don't play with heart. Maybe they're not playing for the coach no more. Maybe they are. I don't know, man. But we got four games left. It just needs to hurry up and end so I can focus on something else. But I also, before I go, I want to give a shout out to my youth little football team. We made it to the championship, and we fell 1 point short of winning it.
Who? What's your squad name?
Georgia Heavy Hitters, man.
What's your squad name?
The Georgia Heavy Hitters.
The Georgia Heavy Hitters. Shout out to them fellas, man. Good job, guys. Good job, coach.
Well done, coach.
I'm 1 point short, man. But we'll be back. First year program.
You'll be back. Thank you, Jordy.
I love it. Way to go, Jordy.
Appreciate it.
Way to go, brother.
Don't blame yourself. It's not your fault.
No.
You had to pee.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man. It's so crazy.
So did they. They just did it down their legs.
Yeah, man. But, you know, Jordy out there working with the kids. I've been looking around because my cousin – Corey, you met my cousin, tall cousin. He coaches his son, Zachary. And I forget what team they are. They some bad dudes, man. Them little dudes be out there balling. And my little cousin, Zachary, I'm watching this kid play. I'm like, damn. He's like a big cuz out there, man.
That's great.
Zachary, and he's such a good, quiet kid. But that, you get him on a football field, Zachary taking folks mouth off. that be hitting like Ray Lewis out there, man. But, shout out to all the youth programs who are in there. You know, right now around in their championship games. Also, high school, I don't know what happened this weekend as far as Carrollton. I know they beat Grayson last week. I don't know if they won this week or not. Didn't Gainesville they play? Well, they didn't. See, I asked Daddy when I go outside.
Daddy will get us caught.
Yeah, Daddy get us caught. Yeah, Daddy get us caught.
Joel is in Augusta. Hey, Joel.
What's going on, Andy and Randy, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, yesterday was a win for me. Let me tell you how. Okay, check this out. I'm broke. You know what I'm saying? So, I called one of my cousins that, you know, they got a little bit of money. You know, they able to afford some real nice, they see the ticket holder, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I called them up, and I asked them if they're going to the game. They said, no, you can get the ticket.
Right.
Man, I was able to take my girl, man. We shot at a nice section, man. We were down there at the AMZ Lounge, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was eating lamb chops and Jack and Coke.
Well, that sounds like
we're good.
We're good.
I'm glad somebody had fun.
He had fun.
Somebody had fun that wasn't wearing white and
exactly,
blue.
Exactly, man.
Thank you, Joel.
You got to take advantage of them things. Yeah. You get like, because I call you Sweet Andy.
Oh, yeah.
About sitting in the Sweet Andy, not Andy Sweet.
S-U-I-T-E.
Yes, okay. Right? People were saying, what you say?
It.
You know what I mean? Sweet Andy.
You call me what you want.
You're going to go like when Bo gets them damn The Truist Club?
Oh, I know.
Dude, I'm taking full well advantage.
Nothing makes me feel
nothing
fancier and more like arrived
yes.
than when we get to go sit in the Truist
I'm
Club.
I'm telling you now, there's never – everything's always like empty cup. Oh, hell no.
Yeah,
okay, if I got a little swig left, yeah. I'm going to get in. No, and them little fancy little cups I
yeah,
like,
too. Yeah, the nice metal ones.
Like the cups I like, too.
That's great.
Hell
and
yeah.
And also because like there's the – what's the other one? The Xfinity Club is there, right?
Yeah.
And that's really nice. And then you walk through it. To get
that's
to the
Delta.
The Delta Club. The
Xfinity's
Delta Club.
Upstairs.
Okay, the yeah. Delta Club's really nice. But you get to walk through those people yeah. that think they're fancy. Yeah. And then you walk into the even better part, and they're like, where are those guys
oh,
going?
Oh, dude, that's the greatest part, because how so they be much. Looking like, yeah, they were free, but
with
you
the
can't
guarded
tell.
Door.
Yeah.
yeah.
But you really don't even notice that there's even a door and a
exactly.
club back there
exactly.
unless you're paying
until
attention.
Somebody yeah. like me walks
until,
real
until I
wa- slow
I'm talking
it.
About slow and then turn back so everybody can see me. Oh, yeah.
When, plus, I got to do what Joel did this year, too, because he called. It was like late on a Tuesday or something, and you ended up with some tickets. And so me and Ashley got to go, and she had never been down there before. Mm-hmm. So I'm feeling like a real big shot taking
oh, yeah.
my wife down there.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. We took the family, and then like it was one ticket short, one wristband. I was like, Bash don't need one, dude. Like, no. Nah.
Great.
We just snuck bashing us, like, just hold them tight. And then we just walked right through. Boop, boop. They knew we were Bo.
Yeah.
So they didn't worry about nothing.
Good to go. I'm glad Joel had a good time. Lamb chops.
Lamb chops.
Lamb chops.
They had lamb chops at Michael's thing. Not a big lamb guy.
Oh, yeah. I like lamb chops.
I wish I could like lamb. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
You
I
feel bad for the little, little lamb?
You know, I don't feel bad for animals other than dogs. Meaning that only dogs. And this damn fish I forgot to feed while they were gone. But he's alive.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, he's alive.
Oh, man.
My damn show kept forgetting. I sure forgot to feed him while they were gone. But he's alive.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the fish still alive.
Good, good.
But, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I think just the first, and maybe it wasn't prepared the first time I ate it.
Yeah, it's a bad lamb.
Because I had it one time, yeah. and I was just like, okay, I'm not doing
yeah,
this.
All right. Richard is in Buford. Hey, Richard.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello.
Hey.
I just had a couple things to add to this. Nothing bad about the Falcons because I think enough has been said already.
Sure.
But a couple things. One, I just had to say that for the Blanks, and that includes the whole family, I think it's time for them to seriously do some soul searching because they're really at risk right now of losing an entire generation of fans.
Makes
because
sense.
You're talking eight seasons of losing seasons.
Yep.
And this is a time that kids are, like,
yep.
choosing their teams that they're rooting for.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's going to be hard for them to be rooting for a losing team. And the second part is I didn't know – I don't know how he did in St. Louis, but what do you guys think about getting Spags in here? That's all I had to say.
All right, Richard, thank you.
Spags in for what?
I would – not to be the head coach.
Oh, I play for Spags.
Yeah.
No, let Spags do what he's doing.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll come here and do that.
I was like, yeah, let him go do what he does.
But, you know, that's something we talked about last week or the week before is, like, you go a long enough stretch, like, you got to have a blip at some point because people – you fall in love with a team for some reason,
yes.
right? There has to be a moment, a thing, a run, whatever. Like,
right.
the 2016 run – you got a bunch of fans off that.
Yeah.
Like, you got a bunch of new, young, even some older. Like, you get bandwagon people when you have runs like
yes.
that. If you go long enough without that, he's right. Like, we mentioned this last week. Like, there's 15-year-olds that don't remember the Falcons in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's prime fanhood age.
And that's one of the things when you look, especially nowadays, these kids, a lot of, whatever you want to call it, is that they're more fans of players now.
Yeah,
you know,
brand player.
Yeah,
it's a little different than it's been.
Like, yeah,
and they don't have that either.
They don't have that.
The brand is not strong.
It should be because it's Atlanta.
It should be.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing with them and talking about the Falcons going forward, I mean, you got to get everything. You got to get the right people in here, and you might have to go outside your comfort zone to do that. I think Raheem was a comfortable hire. I think Arthur Smith was a comfortable hire. I think all of it was. I thought Mike Smith was a comfortable hire.
Where did the Arthur Smith comfort come from?
I don't know. I never ever, and and I've been like this always with my thought process when you're hiring coaches. Look who.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Quarterback was. And how they looked at it was from the standpoint, he did this with Ryan Tannehill. So that's saying something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because that was all I heard about him.
If he could do that with Ryan Tannehill.
Exactly. I kept hearing that. And I was like, well, that don't mean it'll work here.
Yeah. Also, you know? It was fine.
And then I always go back to
like
everything else.
They won a championship.
They didn't win a championship. And Derek Henry was in his prime.
Prime Derek
You know, not saying that Arthur was not qualified to be a head coach.
Of course. But good coaches have good players, generally. Yeah. But yeah, there was always that easy, like, well, okay, but don't forget.
Yeah.
I also think that one of the worst things that ever happened to Arthur Smith was he convinced himself that he could do that with any quarterback because he did it with Ryan Tannehill.
Exactly.
That's how the whole Desmond Ritter thing happened.
Yes.
Because he was like, doesn't matter.
Yes.
Uno. Yeah, we got me.
Yeah. And so that's why I was always like, whatever, man.
Yeah. But I think with any hire, especially unproven guys that haven't done it, like, you can look at any coordinator and be like, well, yeah, he's got this guy, this guy, and this guy. But then sometimes they get hired and they do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other coordinators that, you know, maybe you're not as fired up about, you're not as convinced they're going to be great, and then they go on to be great head coaches. If it was easy, there wouldn't be 8 openings every year, right? It's not easy.
Yeah, man. Oh, that Kirby thing, I'm assuming that was happening. That did true. I went up to Ty Simpson and told him he was a great player and not to ever touch our blanket hedges again.
Kirby. Man. I'm always going to be a Washington fan. But damn, if I was a kid right now looking for a team, it'd be hard not to be a Georgia Bulldogs fan living around here. You know what I mean? God, that's a cool thing to do. All right, we'll come back. We'll give you more context on what Randy was talking about there after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.